Welcome back to Giants.com, and it's time for yet another edition of Eisen's Mailbag, brought to you by PSE&G. He's Michael Eisen. I'm John Schmelk. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing great, John. How are you today?
Let's get right to the questions.
They're eager
to hear Mike's answers. Number one, Mike from Brooklyn wants to know, how likely is it that the Giants bring anybody else in free agency before the NFL draft?
Bring in, you mean sign?
Yes.
So, because they have brought in players to look at it, which is a constant process. Tryouts are ongoing. As far as signing players, I would say now, 3 weeks before the draft?
Give or take.
Yeah, I would think it's pretty unlikely. I think at this point, free agency signings will stop until after the draft. We'll see what we get in the draft.
All right. Question number two comes from Sean in Berkeley Heights. How many starters on opening day of 2013 will the Giants get from this year's draft class?
Man, that's a tough one. How many starters on opening day? I'll play conservatively and say one.
I think that's fair. It's very tough a lot of times to get more than one starter. A lot of times you'll get zero starters opening day, but by the end of the season you'll have two, three, or four.
Right, and also it depends on who among the veterans is injured and can't play on opening day. So if we're just talking strictly about opening day, I'll say one, and I'm going to say that would be because inevitably someone will probably get hurt in the preseason and a rookie will have to step up.
And by the way, anybody that says in their internet column or whatever that they know who the Giants are going to draft, here's some information for you. The scouts aren't even back from pro days yet to put the Giants draft board together, so nobody knows anything yet.
Giants don't have their final grades on any draftable player yet, so it's going to be a while. I know there are a million mock drafts out there, but the Giants don't know who they're going to draft, and obviously they have no idea who the first 18 players will be off the board.
The only guy that knows is Mike Eisen here.
Yeah, I'm a first-round pick. Thank you, Joe.
But he keeps secrets very well. Let's go to Dave in Staten Island. Do you think Michael Strahan is the second-best defensive player in Giants history?
Ooh, wow.
Good mix of questions today.
Yeah.
Keeping you on your toes, Eisen.
You know, I hate to just declare that off the top of my head. You know, you've got guys like Emlyn Tunnell, Sam Huff.
That's a good one.
Obviously, I guess we're listing Lawrence Taylor as number one.
That's who I was assuming,
yes. I'll make a politically correct response and say that Michael Strahan is in a numerous way tie for second.
And he's definitely top five. How about that?
Absolutely. I will say that. That's safe to say, yes.
All right. Our next question comes from Julia in Hoboken. Who will have the second most rushing yards for the Giants next season?
Second most rushing
yards. I'm assuming David Wilson is going to be number one. That would be the easy answer. Not so easy for Michael Eisen.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I guess based on what we think is going to happen this year, I would have to say Andre Brown. But who knows?
Maybe someone not on the roster
yet. Maybe David Wilson. if he's not the full-time starter, if Andre Brown gets more carries. But I think based on what we think is going to happen, I'm going to say Andre Brown.
Final question. This one comes in from Jim up in Syracuse. Who's going to win the national championship this year?
Let's go Orange! I'm going to go with my alma mater, Syracuse University. I know the Michigan game is going to be very tough this week in the national semifinal, but I like them to beat Michigan, obviously. And then I believe they'll play Louisville for the fourth time this year, and they'll make it 2-2 with a national championship.
That'll make Jim in Syracuse very happy, Mike.
It sure will. Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thanks for joining us on Eisen's Mailbag. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you next week on Giants.com.